Live.com. Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231, toll free, 800-259-9231. This is your show. Inside hour number two of the program, don't forget you can log on at freetalklive.com. Join the fun on the bulletin board system. We have got thousands of posts, hundreds of users. We've been getting anywhere from 6 to 10 signups per day on the BBS, which is exciting. So log on, check it out.
Must be working.
It is working. Lots of good conversation there. Of course, it's free. It's Ian here with you, by the way.
And Johnson.
And Manwich.
And don't forget,
Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project, just listen to this show, because we talk about it all the time. By the way, I got a newsletter in the mail from the Free State Project today.
Really?
Talking about their Pork Fest that's coming up. It's going to be in late July. I can't remember precisely. I think the last day is the 31st.
Mm-hmm.
The big day for speakers seems to be the 30th of July. And then there's like festivities leading up to it for that week. I think it's the 23rd
that's
to
big
the
deal.
31st. I didn't expect to talk about it, so I didn't bring it with me. But there's a lot going on there.
And that's pork with a C, in case you don't like bacon or ham.
Right. The pork is short for porcupine.
Porcupine.
Yes, exactly.
Which is the mascot of the Free State Project.
And hopefully, I'd really like to be up there for that.
I would too, man. We're working on that. We're trying to figure out a plan, because it's not cheap to get from Florida to New Hampshire.
It depends on your perspective.
Right.
But
road trip.
We're thinking about it.
We'll see what we can do. I think we're going to be there. We would really like to. Anyway, they have all kinds of speakers up there, including Ron Paul from.
That's exciting.
I know, Representative.
Wow.
Just to shake his hand and say, "Hey, Ron Paul." You know, I mean, I would love to meet
him.
He's
doing a great job, Dr. No.
Yeah,
Doctor. They call him Dr. No because he votes no on everything constitutional, which is pretty much everything.
Yes, just vote no.
I'd like to see a list of all the things Ron Paul voted yes on during any given period of time.
I bet it ain't much.
Right. 1-800-259-9231. We have retaken the fourth place spot, by the way, so big thanks to everyone who voted.
Thank you. I got to give you numbers.
Keep voting. Keep us there.
Yeah.
If you want to find out more about the Free State Project, log on at freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org. If you don't have the internet, 888, that's 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604.
I tell you what, man, a little bit of Free Talk Live goes a long way. Speaking of the Free State Project, they've got a new recruit. Because remember last week when we were on shortwave for 10 minutes?
Yeah.
Yeah, by complete accident? Well, apparently during the 10 minutes that we were on, we managed to get somebody interested in the Free State Project who was listening on shortwave, and they ended up calling that 888 number.
So, yeah, there's
pretty exciting.
There's times when in advertising it really just works, one ad venue and a particular product. And usually the best times that they're married up is a celebrity, what they call a celebrity endorsement. I wouldn't call either one of us celebrities by anyone's stretch of the imagination.
Well, but we're on the radio and most people aren't.
The term celebrity would be used. And the best time for celebrity endorsements is when the celebrity used the product ahead of time, really believes in the product, and those are the things that work. Now, we know that Paul Harvey never touched a Bose Wave radio before they came to him, and now Page Three, and then he starts talking about all the product endorsements.
How long before Paul Harvey kicks is my question.
Paul Harvey's an icon.
He is.
I'd like to make it.
He should retire now before he literally dies on the air.
What he intends to do is turn it over to his son. His son
sounds
remarkably like him. And
the only reason why his son doesn't sound like him is because Paul's old now, and he's kind of got that oldness to his voice.
Yes.
I'm sure if you compared Paul Harvey from 40 years ago to his son today, it probably should be a dead-on accurate.
He should have been passing the torch on to his son now, so that when he was ill there, because he was ill for quite some time.
Yeah, his son did take over.
And he did, and he should have been passing that on, and then just come on for guest appearances, maybe once a show, once a week or something like that.
Just to ease out of the whole thing.
But I can tell you, it's a freaking drug. Being on the radio, you love being on the radio. And I can understand why he didn't, but his son should still be on every show. Paul Harvey would be the most listened to talk show host, because it is a talk show, and he would be the most listened to talk show host in America if Rush Limbaugh has more TSLs, time spent listening.
Okay.
Paul Harvey has more cum, more people that listen to his show.
He's only on for, what, a half hour?
It's a half hour show.
Like 11:30 to noon or something,
right,
like that?
And, of course, he has a, you know,
how much money do you think that man makes for being on the air for 30 minutes a day?
I can't imagine.
I feel like totally lost in the dark. I have no idea. You know, and I listen to talk radio a lot.
You've never heard Paul Harvey?
Never heard Paul Harvey.
Paul Harvey. And that's
good day.
The rest of the story.
You know, wow.
He'll tell some, you know.
Well,
I've listened to Limbaugh, I've listened to Medved, I've listened to the Bigoted Savage, I've listened to...
Well, he's not a full-on talk show host.
O'Reilly, I listen to, you know.
He has like a news segment. He's not really a talk show. He's a news show.
He'll do his
news and comment is what it's called.
To tell a little story. You know, today we're going to hear...
Well, no, that's at a different part. He's got different segments that air throughout the day. I don't think he does that other one live. I don't know if he does any of them live.
The rest of the story?
But there's the rest of the story, which airs at least around here in Tampa Bay in the afternoons.
Oh.
And then his midday report is like right around 11:30 news.
Just news.
That would give me something to listen to in the afternoons. There's nothing.
That's where he does the page. That's where he does the page one, the page two, the page three. That's his midday report. And then the rest of the story is like where he just tells a neat little story.
Yeah. I like the neat little story.
It's only for about 15 minutes.
I like the neat little story because they'll start out, today I'd like to tell you about a little pimply-faced kid named Ian. And then, you know, he'll tell the life story of this guy and then how he... And that man I'm talking about is Ian Bernard, national radio talk show host.
Well, usually it's someone else who's got a different
name. Endeared
to
many.
Yeah, he gives like a really interesting story, mm-hmm. and you've never heard of the person he's talking about, and then he changes it up on you at the end and reveals who that individual
and
really is.
And little Benny turns out to be Benjamin Franklin.
Yeah, that kind
father of American electricity.
It's a great show. I got to give credit to the guy.
Yeah,
I mean, he's honed
show.
And perfected it over, what, 80 years on the air? The man is... He literally sounds
like
he's
been doing that show for like 40 years.
Sounds like he's going to croak on the air one day.
He's in his 90s.
And if that happens, then it's going to make a lot of his fans real upset. I think it'd be easier to just, like you were saying, just kind of ease out of it. You know, and he sounds like he's losing it a little bit. So at some point, it's going to come to an end.
He should be turning it over to his son. Because
if I was in a Deadpool, Paul Harvey would be on my list.
I always wonder what my voice is going to sound like when I'm old. You know, I've already...
I think you'll get gravelly.
I've been told I already have a fairly gravelly voice.
Yes, you do.
But, you know, when I want to, I can kind of smooth my voice out. I can speak.
You sound like you're thinking, though.
No, but it's not. It's not. I try to add gravel to my voice. So when I'm speaking more naturally... I don't know. I want to be like, this is your libertarian conversation. I like Harry Brown's voice. I mean, it's like a hot glass of tea. It really is. So I don't know.
Soothing. Right. A little chamomile in there.
I think, you know, I'll have to work, you know, because, you know, it's like in between I've got kind of a nasally... But I like the gravel. You know, I do like the...
Please, when you're on next to me, nobody thinks of you as nasal. Believe me.
1-800...
I make you sound good, my friend.
Right now, I think... Oh, by the way, there's a poll on our website at the Bulletin Board System of who's your favorite co-host.
Uh-huh.
And over the weekend, it was tied up between Johnson and Scott with Jason very, very close third. And then fourth place was Fire Manwich. So you're doing all right so far.
So if you're listening right now, what you need to do is you need to go to freetalklive.com and vote for just me.
Fire Manwich.
Just vote for just me. Just vote for me and Fire Manwich.
Yeah, because you can vote for more than one option.
So vote for those two options. Good to go.
Ugh. Well, now we've done it, guys. We managed to kill an entire segment without actually getting to an issue.
It happens.
I've got an issue.
People like that, you know, that stuff.
We got an issue. Are we done with Bush the pothead? George
I've
w.
got
Bush
another Bush issue.
Oh, okay. All right.
Bush, the anti-science religious zealot.
Oh, boy. We're going to get into that coming up. Unless you want to interrupt the show and bring up literally anything, when do you think Paul Harvey's going to kick? 1-800-259-9231. Am I being insensitive? No, seriously, I do like the guy's show. 1-800-259-9231. This is your show. You can take control. That's why we call it Free Talk Live.
Hi. Hi, my name is Sandra. I'm taking the collagenate from Vim and Vigor. I've lost 20 pounds. I have much better energy, and my sleep is better.
Hi, my name is Marcia. I've been taking Vim and Vigor. It's done tremendous help for the bursitis in my thumb, and I've also lost 35 pounds.
Hi, I'm Ron. I'm taking collagenate from Vim and Vigor, and I have taken 20 pounds off and 6 inches off my waist. It works.
What are you waiting for? Take charge and lose that unwanted fat with Vim and Vigor's collagenate. Collagenate is different than the other stuff. Vim and Vigor's collagenate works with your body to improve fat metabolism, which means a leaner, healthier you. Call Vim and Vigor today at 1-800-622-THIN. That's 1-800-622-8446. And get $25 off a 3-month supply of collagenate. Lose fat, get toned, and enjoy the many anti-aging benefits of Vim and Vigor's collagenate. That's 1-800-622-8446. 1-800-622-8446. Call today.
To the farthest corners of the earth, explorers are willing to put all their wealth and skill into mapping every corner of the world, and they did. But you can still hold the world in the palm of your hand. Achieve financial independence. Unlike explorers of yesteryear, you'll have a map to follow instead of relying on a compass and a North Star. Get the Red Book of U.S. coins, and you'll begin your journey to total financial freedom. Right now, Midas Resources is offering the 2005 edition of the Red Book, along with a silver dollar, for only $22.95. Call them today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237. I can tell you there'll be storms ahead, but with real money as your base, liberty will be your fate. Leave the fiat currency behind and call Midas Resources to get your Red Book along with that silver dollar for only $22.95. Get the map. Start your journey to financial independence today. The time is now. Call 800-686-2237. Get your Red Book now and you'll weather any storm that comes your way.
The 2004 Libertarian presidential candidate, Michael Badnarik, is a Free State Project member. The Free Talk Live crew are all members of the Free State Project. Thousands of people from the United States and the world are Free State Project members. What do these individuals know that you don't? We know that you can have liberty in your lifetime. We're all moving to what may be the freest state, New Hampshire. Once there, we will reduce government and expand the free market. You deserve to be free, and we will be free. Join the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. Call 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org. That's 1-888-532-4604 and freestateproject.org. If you believe in individual freedom, personal responsibility, and limited government, and are ready to do something about it, call 1-888-532-4604 now or log on to freestateproject.org.
If you're $10,000 in credit card debt or more and are making minimum monthly payments but getting nowhere, Debt Relief USA has the answer. Call 1-800-516-6567 now. Debt Relief USA has ways through special programs to reduce your principal and interest. You may qualify to reduce your credit card debt as much as 75%. Just call 1-800-516-6567 for a risk-free debt analysis. Stop losing sleep over annoying, harassing phone calls. Don't even consider bankruptcy until you know your options. We cannot help unless you call 1-800-516-6567 today. Our debt relief specialists understand and know the answer to getting you out of credit card debt fast. Just one call will put your life back on track. If you're $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call for a free debt evaluation at 1-800-516-6567 for the relief you need. Debt Relief USA is helping Americans re-secure their financial future one client at a time, excluding Maryland and New York.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You take control. Bring up anything. If you want. Otherwise, we'll talk about stuff. It's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Manwich.
And we will literally talk about anything on this show. You're not going to be screened out because of your topic. If you want to talk about a personal issue that you got, maybe with a friend, family, something going on at work, you want to get some outside opinions on, we love that kind of stuff, so don't hold back on that. Issues, we're definitely into. Still looking for a drug prohibitionist, a drug warrior. And if all goes well, we may have one on the air with us by the end of this week. I don't want to say much more than that because... nothing may happen, and then selling it all week long would be fruitless. But that's all I'll say. 800-259-9231. Don't forget to log on at freetalklive.com. Check out the Shrine of Female Listeners, the dozens of women that have sent us their photograph of all different ages, shapes, sizes, colors. Women listen to Free Talk Live, and the Shrine proves it. So log on at freetalklive.com. Check that out. Ladies, send us your picture, okay? You can find all the instructions you need right there on the Shrine at freetalklive.com. George W. Bush. Found out earlier in the show, old Georgie boy, a little pothead when he was younger.
Well, he didn't claim.
He admitted to smoking pot at least once. He said things that he tried.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that may mean he tried it 100 times. We don't know how many times he indulged, but nonetheless, we do know he's a hypocrite. And there's more that we've learned about George Bush recently, including some other opinions.
Apparently,
has.
Not only does he hate drugs, but he hates the science that created them. according to some panelists at a national science meeting, they are decrying Bush's science policies because they are cutting, in policy discussions, the money for research and advanced training. Some scientists in key federal agencies are being ignored or even pressured to change study conclusions that don't support policy positions.
That's what happens when you get the government involved in science.
Yep.
Oh, I don't know if I even agree with this.
What?
Yeah, this kind of reporting just sounds like spin to me, you know? It would seem to me that you would have a majority of journalists that are probably for the other side, which is Democrats,
mm-hmm.
From here. And you probably would have a certain, since scientists have a tendency to be clumped into certain states, certain blue states, you probably have a majority of scientists, which are Democrats. And what's that? What are you pointing at?
Okay, the reason why I'm showing you this article is to show you that I knew that you were going to be on the show tonight, so I used my highlighter because I predicted that you were going to say that.
Right. Are you saying he's predictable?
I just don't know if I believe it. I mean, give me some proof that I should believe.
I'm just saying that the right is predictable. I kind of knew, man, this is going to come a little bit from the right with this.
It just seems to me that this sounds like one of those.
Predictable.
This sounds like a propaganda story put out by the quote unquote left.
See,
now, I don't really believe in the left and the right, but
yeah, here's what I know. I listen to enough talk radio, and I know that Man Witch here listens to a lot of talk radio as well. And the typical right wing stratagem in talk radio is to just say that the left is wrong because their argument, what they're saying doesn't make any sense. They're just making stuff up. They're lying. They're lying. You know, and it's not even that they're saying that the right doesn't say that the left lies. They say that they distort the facts. They distort the truth. They're not, you know, whereas the right just outright lies. When they lie, they go full nine, you know. They outright lie and do things that are absolutely and totally immoral. Whereas what the left does is they twist the facts by saying things that aren't absolutely true. Because what happens is the left is, you know, all these lefties and left, you know, people are, you know, they say, you can't do this, you can't hurt the baby, you know, because this is, you know, you're doing this. And they'll say something that's based on an emotional, but there's still some fact in what they're saying. Whereas, you know, so that the right goes, well, that's not necessarily, okay, for example, there is a spot on one of the shows, on one of the big radio shows, where the guy's selling beds. He's selling beds, and what he says is, you know, one of the ways he says this is he specifically talks about this. Well, I don't know that your beds are better than any other beds. There's nothing to prove it, but I've slept on it, and therefore, you know, I haven't seen any other evidence to the contrary, so therefore I can say that your beds are, you know, this and this and this. And he doesn't, you know, he's not actually giving any information, but it's specifically like, well, I can say this argument because there's nothing that's said otherwise.
Okay.
You know, and a lot
I'm
of
trying to follow what you're saying here.
Yes, it's a little convoluted.
Yeah.
I don't know, if you guys can help me, if you guys understand what I'm saying, maybe you can help me clarify it a little bit and simplify it.
Well, I would say that
I think they're all a bunch of lying scumbags, personally, and I think the issue here is okay. I think that what they're claiming here is probably absolutely true. You said the science. Let's go back to the article.
Yeah,
the scientists here said that the government is asking them to basically change the results. Right? Isn't that what he said?
Yeah, they're saying they're reducing investments in education designed to produce the nation's future scientists is one of the things that they're doing. But the other thing is that they're pressuring the current scientists to change study conclusions that don't support policy positions.
Totally believable. It has happened in the Clinton administration. It's happened in the Bush administration. It's something the government does. You know, the government has a set result that they want to get, and if their scientific studies find different results, they will either shove them under the rug, or what Johnson's saying here is have them changed. I don't think it's necessarily a right tactic or a left tactic. I just think it's a government manipulation tactic.
Do you think it would be
tactic.
A left tactic to write a story about it when a right administration is doing it? I mean, because I don't think I saw these things when the Clinton administration was in power.
Maybe you just weren't looking. I don't know. And it doesn't matter to me what the media does. What matters here is the government's funding science. And that's the real low-level issue here that the problem is.
Right.
Is
I don't think that should exist.
Right. Government
but
doesn't
a person
doesn't
who's on the right wouldn't care because they don't want a true right-winger wouldn't want the government funding science.
Exactly. Which proves that George W. Bush isn't a right-winger. Because he wants the government to fund it, and he wants it in the way that he wants the results in the way that he wants it.
It's what makes me angry at all the conservatives out there that support Bush policies.
Right.
Bush is not a conservative. I'm so conservative that makes the Republicans squeal.
Right.
You know, and they don't want to hear that crap. You know,
I had a program director tell me today when I was making my calls that he's never heard anything like this show before.
I bet he hasn't.
And he liked it. He was coming at it from a positive perspective. And that was a nice thing. He called the show cute, though, the first time. First time I said, what do you think of the show? Cute. Huh?
Cute.
Cute. It's your new cute and cuddly version of Free Talk Live. I don't know if that's the word.
I don't know what cute means.
I've got some more here on this, what's going on here. Okay, a quote by Rosina Bierbaum, the dean of the University of Michigan School of Natural Resources and Environment. She's basically saying that the Bush administration is cutting scientists out of some of the policymaking processes, particularly on environmental issues. She says, in previous administrations, scientists were always at the table when regulations were being developed. Science never had the last voice, but it had a voice. Under Bush, said Bierbaum, the questioning of proven science has become more important than finding ways to cope with climate change. So in other words, what they're saying is that you know, in this thing, everyone just wants to question all the science that scientists have basically agreed.
Scientists haven't agreed on global warming because that's where this article's going. That's what they're talking about.
This article does say
it definitely has a leftist slant. It absolutely does.
Yeah, absolutely.
And the leftists are crying because they're not talking about what they're saying here is that it's more important now to question the proven science as they're claiming. Well, no, there have been literally hundreds of scientists who have signed petitions that say global warming's complete bunk. So I don't think there's anything proven about global warming, and we just need to get the government out of science, period. 800-259...
Right, it shouldn't be a tug-of-war.
Right, it just needs to stop. 1-800-259-9231. Let some scientists research some things, let the others research everything else. This is your show, Free Talk Live.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091, or visit calbenpuresoap.com.
Hi, I'm Bobby Likas with today's Carcinic Minute. Gargoyles, dragons, and Bigfoot all send shivers up your spine. But Hemi's a monster that really strikes horror in the hearts of men. Now don't be afraid, because when I return, I'll leash the Hemi Beast. In today's world of discord and disappointment,
One thing's for sure. Car cover owners are so satisfied, they buy their car covers all over again. Think car covers are a hassle? No. Research shows owners find covers easy to put on and take off. Are all covers the same? No. The standard in car cover fabric is Blockit by Kimberly Clark. Don't let sun and dust damage your car. Kimberly Clark's Blockit fabric's got you covered. That's Blockit by Kimberly Clark.
The monster Hemi, whose mere sound makes mortals whimper, first purred in 1948 as a six-cylinder engine developed by Harry Westlake for Jaguar. In 1964, Hemis rose to kings of the jungle at the Daytona 500, taking first, second, and third places. And today, these automotive Hellcats top 400 horsepower. But what does Hemi mean? Hemi is short for hemispherical, which represents the half-sphere architecture of the engine's combustion chamber. Unlike the typical wedge-shaped design, Hemi's rounded dome allows for increased airflow, which means colossal horsepower. Perfect! I'm Bobby Likas. Like us, you'll love us.
Cool weather brings cool cars. I don't think so. A cooling system can run too hot or too cold if not prepared for winter. Here's your to-do. Ask your local shop to perform the BG coolant flush. A simple test strip tells if your coolant's protecting the engine from temperature extremes or breaking down and corroding. The BG chemistry cleans the system, then adds new coolant with conditioners. Ask your shop for a BG coolant flush or go to bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Toll-free 800-259-9231. This is your show. You take control. Bring up anything if you want to. Otherwise, we'll fill the airwaves for the next hour and a half or so. We're here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time. It's Ian here with you.
And also Johnson.
And Manwich.
And you can also log on and check out the archives at freetalklive.com. Right there on the front page of the website are the last six shows. There's no logging in. There's no membership fee. You just take them and listen to them at your leisure. It's that simple. freetalklive.com. So we're talking about the... These complaints that certain government scientists are making because George Bush isn't giving them the funding that they need and they're being asked to change their results according to what's politically correct and blah, 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 blah. Well, I don't care what their complaints are because they're government scientists. Shut up, quit your job, and go get a job at a university or go get a job for a pharmaceutical corporation or go start your own little lab somewhere and make a difference in the world. Because really, government science is just a waste of our taxpayer
dollars.
I've
got a quote here from somebody from a university, Kurt Gottfried of Cornell University and the Union of Concerned Scientists. Said that a survey of scientists in the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, because a lot of these scientists are multiple, they work at universities and, some government organizations, said this survey found that 42% said that they felt pressured to not report publicly any findings that do not agree with Bush policies on endangered species.
Yeah, well, figures.
Said almost a third of the Fish and Wildlife researchers said they were even pressured not to express within the agency any views in conflict with Bush policies.
It makes total sense, and that's why we need to get the government out of science. Well, because pushing and pulling inside this particular, inside a bureaucracy or inside the government to get somebody more funding or to cut somebody else's funding is just such a waste of time. It's just political football. Let's let everybody keep their own money and then let investors get into science on their own.
A lot of the science that they're talking about here has been all environmental in regards to the EPA, but also NASA apparently has gotten a budget boost. But most of the new money will be going to the space shuttle, space station, and Bush's plan to explore the moon and Mars. What is suffering is the space agency's scientific research efforts. You know, the useful stuff. Moon and Mars...
What exactly is it that the NASA has come up with that's ever been useful?
What was it?
Teflon.
No, I don't think they...
Pens that write pens that write in any direction.
I don't think they invented any of those things. I mean, I always hear these wonderful inventions like Velcro being chalked up to NASA, but I find a hard time believing that NASA came up with any of it.
The beds that I was talking about earlier. Repeating beds.
No,
well,
that's not...
A space foam that's developed and tested by NASA. It says on all their commercials.
It might have been tested by NASA.
It says developed and tested by NASA. Memory foam, man.
I don't know.
The moon...
That's not to suggest... I mean, even if you could point to a product that NASA created, first of all, how many billions of dollars have we poured into NASA?
Exactly.
And is there any reason to believe that the private industry couldn't have come up with it for a fraction of the cost?
Here is your $50 million cookie.
Yeah, exactly right. Yeah, maybe they came up
we
with
have freeze-dried
astronaut ice cream. Yeah, exactly.
Speaking of that, this quote here from one of the NASA scientists says, the moon and Mars are basically going to eat everyone's lunch over at NASA.
Oh, boo-hoo. Well, you're never going to have everybody in...
Leave NASA.
You're never going to be able to please all the bureaucrats.
Leave NASA and go work for Richard Branson and shut up.
Mm.
Richard Branson's the guy who is in charge of...
Spaceship One?
Yeah.
Okay.
That whole program.
Well, NASA...
He's a rebel billionaire.
NASA is yet another government...
I wish people would call... That was the title behind my name.
Rebel radio host.
Rebel billionaire. I would love that.
You just wish you were a billionaire.
If I were a billionaire,
I would probably be a rebel
because I'd probably still do this show.
Gotcha.
And we'd be on a lot more stations if I were a billionaire.
Yeah, that would be that LA station. Right.
Clear Channel would be raising a ruckus with the FCC because I would be monopolizing marketplaces. That would be the problem. They'd be like, oh, he owns too many radio stations. What's that?
What would you call your company?
How about Edgecore?
Which core?
I don't know. Mancore.
You are just a flamer, aren't you? You're married, but you are. She's going to find out in a couple of years.
One day she'll
find out.
You'd
have to hire Man Cow so you could have Man Cow, Man Witch, all on Man Core. Right.
Wasn't there another guy that had Man for his first. First part of the
I don't know. 1-800-259-9231. I think it's time that we put an end to this beast called NASA because there are just a total waste of money. Total waste of money.
Do you think that they're going to get people into space? Don't you think that NASA causes us to get into space more than we would if
no,
it were?
No, absolutely not. Matter of fact, it probably prevents
they
it.
They actually, not just probably, actually
yeah,
do prevent private industry
usually
from exploring space. Only recently have the regulations on space travel and space exploration been somewhat lifted.
Mm-hmm.
They were, somewhat lifted. There's still probably...
You don't see them up there, though. I mean, all they're basically doing is touting a ride on an airplane that's going to get them up into the ionosphere. They might feel a certain amount of weightlessness up there, but they're not actually doing full-fledged space travel.
They're actually taking people up to a space station with a vacation.
What?
Yeah, there have been a couple people who have actually vacationed on a space station.
Seriously? Which space station are you talking about?
I don't know what the name of it is, but there have been a couple people, millionaires...
You're kidding me.
...who have, vacationed on a space station.
This is all news to me. I have not heard any of that stuff.
Yeah, I read an article about it today.
Maybe it's being suppressed by the corporate media.
What other space station? I mean, isn't this...
It's called the International Space Station.
It is the International Space Station
is the space station.
Well, wait, who's taking them up there? Is it the Russians?
Are they up there starving with the cosmonauts and the astronauts?
No, they went up there and came back.
Spaceship One could not get could not get someone up that high.
I don't know.
Well,
they've been up there. I believe Spaceship One. Maybe Spaceship Two. I have no idea.
Spaceship One couldn't have got him up there. Spaceship One's an airplane.
Look it up. I believe it's on our news.
You can believe when we go to our break that we will.
The only thing that private industry's really been busy doing in space, because the regulations were lifted a while ago, is satellite delivery. Because originally NASA said, you can't launch your... Whoa! We're the only people that can launch satellites. You need to come through us. Oh, you want to launch a satellite for a new phone service? You're going to have to come to NASA, and then we'll launch them. Oh, sorry, we blew that one up. We blew another one. Oh, we're so sorry, your billion-dollar satellite. We don't have insurance. We just keep blowing up these satellites. They couldn't get the satellites into space in a timely manner, in an efficient manner, so finally, NASA finally gave up and said, all right, we'll let you launch your own satellites. So private industry immediately took over for that. And now, from what I've heard, I don't know if this is true, but I believe private industry is actually launching NASA's satellites. for them.
Well, that is funny, but now think about it for a second here. If anybody could just willy-nilly put up satellites, wouldn't there just be satellites everywhere?
There are satellites everywhere. Such a limited amount of space up there.
There are satellites everywhere. Yes.
I mean, wouldn't one person's satellite be like running into other person's satellite?
No, they
blowing up their million-dollar...
All satellites up there are stationary. They stay still.
No, they don't all do that.
Not all of them. There are a few moving ones, but most satellites in orbit are in orbit, and they move.
They rotate.
Yeah, they're geosynchronous, which means that they are basically stationary.
They're synchronous with the geo?
Yeah.
Well, they're actually moving as fast as the Earth is rotating.
Right.
Is what's going
on. So technically they're stationary.
Faster, but they stay stationary.
So imagine how many satellites it would take to cover the entire surface of the Earth
and
then make a much larger... Yeah, multiply that by 10, and that's how many satellites you would need to run out of space.
The science people...
I hate science.
The techie types have a map. I mean, they know what satellites are up there. They know where they can place their satellites. And so it's not in their best interest to calculate a crash, you know, with somebody else's satellite, because they do cost a little bit of money. 1-800-259-9231. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live. You take control anytime at 800-259-9231.
Hi, this is Pasha Sharp with the Genesis Radio Network, and I'm here to introduce to you a product that will put the pep back in your step. If you're like me, a working mom, and even working dad, then these issues will sound familiar to you all. Lack of energy, lack of strength, lack of stamina, lack of sleep, making time for housework, cooking, homework, shopping, and chauffeuring, making time with the kids, making time with the husband, making time for intimacy, most importantly, making time for yourself. I'm here to tell you that there is a way that you can make time for all of these things and more. Introducing the incredible LifeWave patch. It is safe, non-invasive, and is currently being used by world-renowned athletes, Olympics, professional, collegiate, high school, and little leagues alike. Everyday businessmen and women in all walks of industry. Anyone looking for that extra edge over their competition or just trying to beat the clock? This is truly the answer you've been looking for. Get your free sample at www.lifewavepromotions.com. Again, your free sample at lifewavepromotions.com.
Attention parents, Congress wants to take away your parental authority. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. A new bill is about to become law, and unless we do something to stop it, it could eliminate your favorite show. All because Congress is offering to help protect your children. After Janet Jackson's costume accident, Congress got up in arms. They proposed $500,000 fines for broadcasters and on-air talent per incident of indecency. You are right to want to protect your children. I have three young children myself. But you don't want the government to choose what's appropriate for you or your family. There is programming that some families find objectionable that you, as a parent, may decide to use as the basis of a life lesson, a conversation with your children. At DownsizeDC.org, we believe that Congress must not meddle with your family decisions. This bill is in the final stages of becoming law. We must act now to stop it. You can tell your congressman you oppose this law by visiting DownsizeDC.org.
Cool weather brings cool cars. I don't think so. A cooling system can run too hot or too cold if not prepared for winter. Here's your to-do. Ask your local shop to perform the BG coolant flush. A simple test strip tells if your coolant's protecting the engine from temperature extremes or breaking down and corroding. The BG chemistry cleans the system, then adds new coolant with conditioners. Ask your shop for a BG coolant flush or go to bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
Want to know the secret to finding a shop that can keep your car running like new? Find the cleanest shop in town, where cleaning is top priority. Not talking about clean floors, but better shops have those too. I mean shops that have the best training, equipment, and chemistry to clean every air, fuel, and fluid system in your vehicle. Keep it clean, and you don't have to keep replacing parts. Find your clean shop at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Toll-free 800-259-9231. This is your show. You take control. Bring up anything if you want to. Otherwise, it's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Manwich.
And we'll talk to you about whatever. 800-259-9231. Log on at freetalklive.com. Sign up for the updates list whenever there's something we need to communicate to you. It'll come into your email box, and you'll be the first to know about it if you're on the updates list, and you can get on it just by going to freetalklive.com, clicking updates, and signing up. Maybe take you a minute or two, so do it, freetalklive.com. Talking about NASA now, talking about getting rid of this worthless organization. Somebody shot us an email. You can email the show, by the way, at ftl@freetalklive.com. That's ftl@freetalklive.com. And we may or may not read your emails on the air, but I happened to notice one pop in during the break and figured I'd check it out. It's real short. Its subject line says, NASA's claim to fame. And the only thing in the email is that the word Tang,
Tang.
In all capital letters. Tang. And I thought maybe it was like Poontang, but then I realized she meant the soft drink. Tang.
I hope you go to jail for saying that on the air.
So I figured I'd check. I figured I'd check just to make sure, since we do have the internet at our fingertips here. Because whenever we talk about NASA, it always makes somebody come out of the woodwork to say, well, they invented Velcro. NASA's worth it because they invented Velcro. They invented a Tempur-Pedic foam. They invented Tang. Well, actually, according to About.com, General Foods introduced Tang breakfast beverage crystals. They're breakfast beverage crystals?
Well, yeah, it's orange juice for breakfast.
I didn't realize it was a breakfast thing.
Yeah. Well, it's got the full day supply of vitamin C.
Right. Okay.
But then again, so does Kool-Aid.
Right.
You know, it's not like Tang was a revolutionary product. We already had Kool-Aid, and it already had a day's supply of vitamin C anyway. It just already has the sugar added, you know?
Tang does.
And Kool-Aid did at the time, too. Sorry, Tang, not revolutionary.
I like Tang.
It's good. Yeah. Tang's good.
Anyway,
orange juice. I'd like to support orange juice a little more thoroughly.
Yeah. General Foods introduced Tang breakfast beverage crystals in 1957. NASA later served it to astronauts in outer space. So, again, NASA picked up somebody else's invention and used it. That's all. That's all it is. Tang, by the way, considered an adaptation of Kool-Aid and the powerful fruit drink invented by Edward Perkins in 1927.
It is kind of tart and tangy.
Kool-Aid actually has like about 50 years on Tang. Kraft Foods now owns the marketing rights to Tang.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
There you go. Now you know. And hey, by the way, in case you were wondering, NASA didn't invent Velcro either. According to Ask Yahoo, a group of us got into a discussion the other day wondering who in the world invented Velcro. Do you have any idea? Well, Yahoo says, we do have an idea, and all it took was a little online detective work. Searching Yahoo using the keyword Velcro, we found the Velcro Industries homepage, and we anxiously devoured the story of Hook and Loop, which discusses the invention of the sticky stuff. Get this. After a walk in the woods, Swiss inventor Georges de Mestral noted the difficulty of removing burrs from his wool pants. This prompted him to examine them under a microscope, where he discovered that each burr was made up of tiny hooks that attach themselves to the loops of thread in the fabric. From there, de Mestral inferred that a man-made version of these hooks and loops would provide a simple, foolproof fastener. He eventually devised a way to manufacture the product, patented the process, and called the concoction Velcro, from the words velvet and crochet, the French term for hook. To find out more, we took the name Georges de Mestral and poured it back into the Yahoo search box. Shameless promotion on the part of Yahoo here. A few clicks later, we were awarded with an interestingly titled Useless Information, Zippers, and Velcro. This page not only offers information on de Mestral's locking tape, but also includes the story of the two inventors who came together to create the zipper. So there you go, proof that the government did not invent Velcro. You learn something new every night here on Velcro.
Am I a real libertarian? I mean, because I believe that NASA brought us to the moon, and they can't even invent Tang.
What?
I don't know if we want to go there, Johnson.
Does that make me, because I believe, yeah, I don't know. I guess I'm not a real libertarian.
Oh, jeez. You're making reference to one of our bulletin board posters. You can't be too obscure, because you have to remember people are listening that don't have any idea what you're talking about.
Yeah.
There's one of our people on the, one of our listeners on the bulletin, well, he claims not even
listen
to the
show. He likes to claim
show.
That we're not real libertarians, and
right.
He also, you know, doesn't believe that we've ever been to the moon.
And he's really mean. 1-800-259, nobody likes him. 1-800-259-9231. So there you go. NASA. What other products could we look up to prove that NASA didn't invent?
Teflon. Memory foam. Teflon?
That's a DuPont thing. I'm sure of that.
Teflon's DuPont, bro.
I'm sure of that.
I think
but memory foam, because
safe.
The commercials claim that NASA invented it.
Well, I think it's probably pretty safe to say that just about every product out there that, you know, has NASA on the front you know, it's not like the U.S. Army creates products either.
Right.
They, other companies do, and then they market them to the U.S. Army.
But because the U.S. Army and NASA would never be able to come up with anything inventive or with any sort of creative propositions like this.
Here's what I don't understand is if a company, I mean, NASA basically has to let people go into space because if a U.S. company really wants to put somebody in space, can't they go to Mexico and say, hey, we're your new space program? And we're going to, you know, you're going to get a cut off the top of everybody that we send into space. And then suddenly the Mexican space program is born by a bunch of Americans who wanted to go into space and America wouldn't let them.
I don't know. NASA would probably.
I mean, what are they
going to
do? Tell Argentina they can't have their own space program?
Maybe.
Are governments the only legitimate people that can put people in space? Are the only legitimate?
No, I don't think they should be that way, but that's the way NASA was acting about it for several years.
Yeah.
And now only recently have they loosened the restrictions.
Well, you got to remember that originally part of the space race was to there was a serious amount of intelligence involved in the space race because you get those satellites up there, satellite. Bounced radar, I mean, became a huge intelligence factor. So they would want to prevent enemy countries.
Well, it's not like they're very reluctant in letting people go out in space. Now I've got an article on it.
What I want to know is there anybody listening to this radio show right now that thinks NASA should be kept around? I want to hear from you. 1-800-259-9231, because as far as I'm concerned, throw them in the junk pile. 800-259-9231. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live. Take control.
This is Jeff Diamond, and we're talking to the creator of Right Size Smoothies, Steve Bostic.
I just got off the phone with a woman who ordered Right Size last week. Her name was Joni, and she'd already lost 12 pounds in only 7 days, and she was so excited. She said this is the first time that she's tried a weight loss product that actually worked for her.
When you drink a Right Size Smoothie, you feel like you're full, and that's what you're looking for, isn't it?
We call it the Hunger Smashing Smoothie. We've developed a cutting-edge appetite manager called Appamine. It's in the smoothie. You drink the smoothie. It knocks out your appetite. It helps you burn more calories than you take in safely and without being hungry. And as you know, that's what leads to weight loss. It's a great product.
And you're going
to
let people try this for free for 2 weeks.
It's the best deal that anybody's ever offered on a weight loss product. You don't pay anything up front. You try the product free for 2 full weeks, see how it works for you, and either you lose the weight or you never pay for it.
Call 1-888-223-2838. 1-888-223-2838. That's 1-888-223-2838 for Right Size Smoothie.
If you're $10,000 in credit card debt or more and are making minimum monthly payments but getting nowhere, Debt Relief USA has the answer. Call 1-800-516-6567 now. Debt Relief USA has ways through special programs to reduce your principal and interest. You may qualify to reduce your credit card debt as much as 75%. Just call 1-800-516-6567 for a risk-free debt analysis. Stop losing sleep over annoying, harassing phone calls. Don't even consider bankruptcy until you know your options. We cannot help unless you call 1-800-516-6567 today. Our debt relief specialists understand and know the answer to getting you out of credit card debt fast. Just one call will put your life back on track. If you're $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call for a free debt evaluation at 1-800-516-6567 for the relief you need. Debt Relief USA is helping Americans re-secure their financial future one client at a time, excluding Maryland and New York.
Hey, psst. JLS Research, founders of a revolutionary new all-natural deodorant, wants to get up close and personal with you. You use deodorant, right? Well, let's hope you do. You obviously wear it to cover up embarrassing underarm odor. Well, why mask the odor when you can completely eliminate the bacteria which causes the odor in the first place? Check out this new product. It's called NoBO, and you won't believe how effectively it works. I know, you're wondering, how can you trust NoBO to eliminate your embarrassing body odor? Look, the creator of NoBO understands what you're going through. That's why she had to search 40 years to find this all-natural product that actually soothes the skin while it attacks bacteria. Now, she wants to share it with you. Still not convinced? Try it. Go ahead, try NoBO. It comes with a 100% money-back offer. NoBO is so highly concentrated, a little goes a long way. Give them a call at 888-881-NOBO. Check out their website at no-bo.com. Type no-bo.com. Come on, it's time for you to enjoy the sweet smell of success with NoBO. Call 888-881-NOBO.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. This is your show. We're inside hour number two here until 10 o'clock Eastern Time. It's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Manwich.
And don't forget, you can log on, get interactive with us at freetalklive.com. And, of course, you can tune in there. We've got our live streams. We've got the broadband stream, the not-so-broadband stream. So everybody can tune in at freetalklive.com. But, of course, we'd prefer that we're on your local radio station. But we're probably not because we're so new to syndication. If we're not on a local station near you, and you can find out for sure at freetalklive.com, just check our affiliates list. Call your local talk stations tomorrow during business hours. Ask for the program director or the general manager. Tell them you want to hear Free Talk Live 6 nights a week. And you never know. Miracles can happen. So, NASA, anything else that anybody needs to say about this debacle?
Have an article here on them sending millionaires into the space station, if you'd like to hear it, and it does show the reluctance of...
This is what Johnson was talking about before, right?
Right.
Okay, let's do it.
Challenged me to find it, and I did. The United States and three of its major international space station partners reluctantly agreed Wednesday to permit American millionaire Dennis Tito, whatever, to visit the orbital
Tito
base.
Jackson.
Yes. The orbital base next week as a paying guest of the Russians,
oh, wow.
NASA said Wednesday. So the 60-year-old founder of Wilshire Associates, a Santa Monica, California investment firm, has agreed to pay Russia's financially ailing space program $20 million to accompany two professional cosmonauts to the station for a 6-day stay. Unable to now, $20 million bucks isn't going to pay NASA for a week. You know?
Okay.
$20 million couldn't finance NASA for a week. But I'll bet you that these the Russian space program can really use that $20 million.
They might be able to buy a few extra bottles of vodka with it, too.
You know, the article that I heard, can run for a year.
I got to wonder, maybe, you know, the article that I heard, maybe what it was said wasn't that two people had visited and vacationed on the space station, but that there may be someone else, too. Because that two people were, you know, at least maybe they were scheduled.
People.
Yeah, so there's somebody else involved in it.
Justin Timberlake never made it up there, right? Didn't somebody else go up a while back?
Wasn't it?
No. Somebody else. It was Justin Timberlake who wanted to go up into space.
Leonardo DiCaprio, I think, is, you know, they're closely tied.
I'll tell you, it would be great for their careers if they did. It would. No, I'm not trying to be mean. It would be good for their careers. Sure, they get a lot of publicity.
So Dennis Tito's going up.
If you could get your butt onto the space station, this show would blow up.
If the damn space station didn't blow up with me in it. Let's go to Philip in Virginia. You're on Free Talk Live, Philip.
Hey, thanks.
Thank you.
I heard you ask the question about should we keep the NASA program going.
Yes.
Absolutely not.
Okay.
Well, I mean, that thing is just a stump hole. It's just despicable.
Now, don't you agree with me? Because Manwich during the break was saying that, well, if we got rid of NASA, then no one would be able to go into space. Well, wouldn't you agree, Philip, that there's so many space geeks out there, you know, all the Star Trek fans, they'd pool their money together in a heartbeat to invest in a new space exploration company, wouldn't they?
Yeah, well, I think we missed the whole root of the problem is, as guys like Tex Mars have pointed out, it's totally saturated in the occult. And
what?
Their soul... Huh?
I'm sorry.
What are you
talking
about?
Oh, yeah.
What? NASA's...
Okay,
separate.
I want to hear the reasons behind this. Phyllis, if you can hang on, please do it. Hold on. 1-800-259-9231. I thought he was going to say it's because people die and they blow things up and it's an incredible waste of money. But no, apparently
they're
the occult's involved.
Sacrifice chickens!
We'll find out more about the evilness behind NASA coming up. This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. Take control. Literally anything goes. If you're talking...